Okay, today is Wednesday, August 13th. It's about 9:20 in the morning here in Taipei. So I'll just go over some of the notes I made. These notes are in the file new underscore change 0813 Microsoft Word file. And I did reference your video revision 1 file. So title of our video is Travel Documents Issued by a Sovereign State, and here are my corrections at about 9:20 a.m. on August 13th. Okay, we were discussing a new opening sequence based on something I saw on the web, so I was hoping maybe you could show me your ideas about that. And your latest Visio version, which is here, and my comments. So if we have an opening video sequence, I think we can move the current section of about 4 seconds to 13 seconds. Maybe we can move that to the end after 9.47. So after all of the foreign relations of the United States series quotations, then if we put that there, you know, travel documents issued by a sovereign state, maybe that'll be like a reinforcement of our entire topic, you know, so that the viewing audience understands, you know, comes back to what we're talking about, our main theme. Because, you know, after looking at all the foreign relations in the United States, they've, you know, they thought about all kind of other stuff. Then you had a picture of the UN building, but I don't know, it's kind of with those old cars and stuff parked down there. I thought maybe you could get a much cleaner shot of the UN building. So here's a suggestion from the internet. Actually, here at 1:17, the Court of Appeals photo would be better moved to 1 minute 29 seconds, and then the three lines of lettering should come on the screen there. When the announcer says April 7th, 2009, that lettering should be on the screen. Then the images of the hands can appear after this, approximately 1:39. So that's the image of the hands are also relating to the wording or the announcer's wording that, you know, live in a political purgatory. So that's something there. Maybe district court, maybe use this JPG file. Actually, later in the video, you do have a section of that district court thing. I don't know if you want to use that again, but otherwise you could use JPG like this and maybe do a zoom effect on it, something like that. Yeah, I would say go ahead with the free Taiwan. I would say go ahead with your Photoshop and do it free China. And then we see another poster which says Taiwan is not free and is not a part of China. I think that would be good. I don't expect that you'd find this among images on the internet, but if we can do that, it'd be very impressive for the Taiwan audience, because a lot of people mention this. So I would say, yeah, go ahead and edit that via Photoshop or whatever. That would be okay. So then passports and nationality down here needs to be bigger type. And then a pause before the girl says this. And then I was thinking for recognized nationality, which is about 5 minutes, 23 seconds, you can begin to roll upward towards the top of the screen and eventually disappear. So that's suggesting that recognized nationality is disappearing or has disappeared, whatever. And then you have the internal data pages of an ROC passport here, but then it's all mosaic. So it's not clear. So I'd say change it to another one, and here are my ideas. And I actually have the JPG of the passport file there. Just do some Photoshop on it. Maybe change the girl's face a little. Maybe, I don't know, change it a little bit, you know. And then here, I was hoping you could add the yellow background to Article 15. Otherwise, among all those articles on the screen, you don't really see it. You know, if you had some yellow background that could be added over that, it would be better. I'm sorry for the noises here, but I'm drinking coffee. So that's what I'm doing. Okay, and on your map there, 551, say zooming in so Taiwan fills most of the screen. Mapo commented here, is maybe not correct. So I'm saying, what's your suggestion for changes? If you have a better image, I would say go ahead and use it. 629, I think just the single U.S. flag will be okay. And at 632, the imagery would be better to have aerial bombing. And 635, MacArthur on the beach, everyone knows that's Philippines, so maybe you can find something else suitable for Taiwan. And again, aerial bombing is probably better or something. 705, the imagery on the building is Communist China, but what they're talking about is Republic of China, so maybe you can change that, either find something or Photoshop something. 709, there's an annoying vertical line in the middle of the screen. I wonder if that can be Photoshopped out or something. 724, 729, the US imagery and then covered by Taiwan. That's very, very nice. 754, in this section you do not need a red circle around the pescadores. Those are considered part of Taiwan. 846 to 850, I thought maybe you could replace that picture with something else. It appears maybe this map is supposed to be showing all territories where Japan was formerly in control, but Singapore is not included. Should be also included. I mean, in this map, everything's colored red. But the island off the tip of Malaysia, they didn't color red. But I think some kind of red and white striping would be more suitable, more appropriate, because for the Taiwanese, red is just Communist China. And then 941, at the end of this sequence, I think the Japanese flag fades out and then the American bald eagle is left in the center of the screen. And then going back to these all these quotations or excerpts from the Foreign Relations of the United States, I was trying to explain last time that you should put the notation there. So I guess that's not understandable. So I went through and just did it. You can see exactly how that works. And the type size for the Foreign Relations of the United States is just large enough to be seen. So here I've used size 9. And the text is in 12, size 12. So anyway, you can see something like that would be suitable. So I'm looking at all these and then going down and then now coming back to 9:48. I had originally thought maybe we need to add something to the end, you know, bring them back. Of course, we already said before that maybe we're adding that travel documents issued by a sovereign state. Maybe we're adding that sequence in there to bring the viewers back to our original theme. But then again, before the image credits and sponsors, I had some ideas about maybe dropping these three what should appear to be not single pieces of paper but documents, a stack of documents. It's a petition. It's about 20 pages or so. So I just gave you the cover page, you know, and those were given to successive, you know, secretaries of state, but we did it was secretaries of defense. Secretaries of defense, but we just didn't get any reply. And 1026, change the channel to website. And then have this line disappear, only leaving the second line, which is the internet address. So you can see how to do the timing on that. So those are basically my comments. I mean, I think it's a good job. And, you know, it's interesting that there's more of a problem with my script, you know, because we're talking about north, south, east, and west. So the question is, my writing, moves all over the place. So we need to, bring the focus of the viewers back to where we want it to be. So that's why I made some of these corrections. And when we had all those excerpts, if we add the foreign relations of the United States, it'll be very easy to see where all this data is coming from. And people look at these videos, they have a short period of focus, they don't remember what you said 2 minutes ago. So I think if we make some changes like this, the whole video will be more coherent. Mainly these are problems of my my original drafting or stuff, but it's not always easy to understand how it's going to look when you actually, make it into a video, and what sort of impression that's going to give the viewer. So, that's why you're making changes. So I think if we can make these and look at these, I think it should be in very good shape. So thank you for your work you've done on this one, and I'll get this mailed off to you. Thank you.